Hacham Ben Sion also has another discussion in a previous she'ela. The halakha also says, as we learned, mevatlim Torah mipnei mikra megila, that one is allowed to mevatel Torah for the reading of the Megillah. Of course, one would ask a question, what do you mean mevatel Torah? Megillah is also Torah. You're not mevateling Torah, you're just closing one book and opening up another book. Why would that be called Bitul Torah? The Gemara says, Mebatlim Torah, Mepnei Mikra Megillah. So we understood from the Aruch HaShulchan explained, it's talking about a person that's even in his house, and he's learning. Now he has to close the book and go to the Bet Knesset in order to hear the Megillah Birov'am. Because there's a mitzvah of Birov'am Hadat Melech. Now, for him to walk to the synagogue takes him 10 minutes until he parks, until he comes in, and there's delays. So he can argue, hey, listen, in these 25 minutes, I could have learned another daf of Gemara. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, Mevatlim Torah Mipnei Mikra Megillah, that one can make a Bitul Torah in order to go hear the Mikra Megillah. Chacham Ben Sion just makes a clarification that which we say, Mevatlim Torah Mipnei Mikra Megillah, means Mipnei Mikra Megillah B'Sibur of Birov'am Hadrat Melech, where the Bitul Torah is being done in order that he could go hear it in a big Sibur. But if the Bitul Torah is not going to bring him to a bigger Sibur or a bigger Birov'am, so then the deen was never said. For example, if let's say people are sitting in the Beit Midrash and they want to have a Shi'ur before the reading of the Megillah, the rabbi wants to give a Shi'ur. So Chacham Ben Sion holds that it's not a problem to give a shiur if anyway these guys are praying there. Because then we don't say Mevatlim Torah. Because anyway they're not going to pray in a bigger shul. If they were going to go, if because of the shiur they're not going to go pray in a bigger shul, then maybe you should not give the shiur and give them a chance to go. But if anyway they pray in the yeshiva, no one's going anywhere else. So he says, then the law of Mevatlim Torah does not apply. So I should make one more point. That ironically, you see that there's no other Hag where people make more private minyanim in their homes than Purim, which is really v'nafochu. It's really the opposite of the halakha. Here, the halakha says that if a person normally prays in his house, he has to go to the Bet Knesset. We saw the Shaar Etzion brings down in the Tafresh Pezai in Tziv Katan Yud from the Haya Adam that even if a person has a minyan in his house all year long. The minyan kavu in his house. They should stop the minyan in the house and go to the Bet Knesset where there's a bigger sibud. And what happens on Purim? People that normally pray in shul all year long, on Purim they go and they make a minyan in the house. Unless we could justify it because they're not going to hear it. It's too noisy or it's too boisterous and so on and so forth. But today Baruch Hashem, many Bet Knesset, there's system and there's quiet and there's... So therefore, one should think twice before he's running because he likes to be private. Oh, you know, I go to the house, 10 people, quiet, chick-chock, we read fairs, there's no botherances. That's not Purim. Purim is the inyan of the Birom'am Adlat Melech. And that's why the halakha says that even if a person normally prays in his house with a minyan, he should leave his house on Purim and go to the Bet Knesset. Called Shekem, people that pray in the Bet Knesset all year long should not for the first time start making minyanim in their homes. Unless, of course, they have an excruciating circumstances which we're not discussing.